Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey there.
Hey. Guys, we're down to the penultimate episode.
I think we have two episodes left after this. The finale.
Well, yeah. The pen up. The okay. Yeah. And then the reunion.
The
superlative. Most likely to succeed. Best eyes.
Pen. All pen, I can think of is pen 15. The penis episode.
Pen 15.
Mm-hmm. Such a good trick to play on people.
And then boobless on the
on the calculator.
On the calculator. The calculator.
I found a graphing calculator the other day when I was cleaning out my closet.
Retching.
No, it's same. I was like, I wouldn't even know how to like turn it on.
I literally would just like, I was like Snooki typing on the computer, just typing away and typing nonsense. When I would be
with
on
their
tests,
sunglasses on.
When I'd be taking tests with my graphing calculator, I would literally be typing like parentheses, and I'd be like in my head like, "What am I doing?"
I was like this.
I was like, why did we
I'm
need
like
that?
I'm like a cat playing the piano where you take an animal's hand. I don't know.
We had to make graphs?
We literally never used a single thing learned past algebra.
Yeah, I guess if you're like an architect or like a accountant, but like I'm just like, maybe not. I literally like, I would be like taking math tests and like using my graphing calculator and just be like, this seems right.
No, it's same.
type, and it'd be like parentheses, ax squared equals, you know, 45, and then I would like press a button and the graph would show up.
I would sketch the graph. Get a graph to show up. Period. I was like, this is a win for me.
Like, and then I would get the test back, and the graph would be like the wrong way.
And I'd be like,
how is anyone doing this?
I'd be like, nailed it. Definitely got a B on this, and I'd get it back, and I'd have like a 41.
I'd consistently get like 35s.
Yeah, like I failed so bad.
Me too. But like, how did people under like?
That should just be a sign that it's like not the right fit. Like you should just, if you're failing, if you're at a place of 30s to 40s to maybe even dipping into the 20s sometimes, like chances are it's not gonna happen.
You're a writer.
Yeah, like you just gotta move away.
I mean, I had a teacher in high school who, my senior year, who said he teaches math for.
Maths.
For English majors.
So he basically teaches them like like, math in quotes, but you read like Jane Eyre.
No, he was like, I teach math for people who are going to be English majors.
Yeah.
And it's like easy. Like,
it's the multiplication table.
He makes it really easy.
Up to 12.
Yeah. But like, that's like, I think that is a good way to approach it. Like, you just know.
You should know how to like add and subtract some things.
Really? There's a lot that.
Anything above a single figure subtraction is going to require some pen and a paper for me.
My boyfriend's nephew is like, he's 3 and a half. He's brilliant. Like, he's so, and he like knows how to count like to like extremely high numbers.
A billion.
Like, he knows how to count to like 200.
Incredible.
And like, I don't know how, like, some of the stuff I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about.
You should know like percentages.
I'm like, my nephew, I feel like is gonna, who's like still kind of, he's just like enunciating, really learning how to talk, but he's like already like, I'm like, he's gonna know more than me.
Mm-hmm.
By the age of like 5.
That's totally fine.
That's fine.
I hope that like the younger generations know more than us.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm waiting for the day where like, God forbid, Teddy ever needs help with his like math homework.
No.
And I'm there. I'm gonna be like, let's Google this.
Part of my like pros and cons list of having kids is like, a con would be being dependent on to help them with any sort of math homework.
Mm.
I'm like, ask your sperm donor just when he's not around.
Yeah. He lives in Venice.
Yeah.
He owns a, what is that, Kids All Right with like Mark Ruffalo? He owns like a local.
He works at Justa.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? He owned
Jelena. Organic.
I think they filmed that at Jelena.
Where's that?
On Abbot Kinney, that restaurant in Venice.
I've never been. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. That's like a Venice Beach institution at this point. Where have you been?
Not in Venice.
Yeah, so maths
graphing
was never meant to be, but...
graphing calculators.
I'm also like, how much can I sell this for? Like, aren't they... They're expensive.
See what you can get.
Okay.
They're like $800.
They're not $800.
They are.
I'm like, vintage graphing
calculator.
They're
like $150.
I'm going to list it on Poshmark.
What a stupid thing. They were like,
so dumb.
They were like, hey, why are they making children
a true
buy
waste of time
and money? Like, what if a kid doesn't have, like, being like, we don't provide, you're going to have to buy your own.
You need this graphing calculator. You're going to need a textbook. Like, you probably, I feel like so much money was spent on trying to make me learn one math thing that was just never going to happen.
They should just all be provided.
Mm-hmm. Give free. The kids everything they need
for free.
Also, just let's take some math off the table.
Yeah,
can't we just like
matrices
all
what?
Agree
matrices?
I never even got that far.
I was
you got pretty far.
I was actually kind of good at matrices. That was the one thing, but everything else, literal 35s. My junior year, there was a cheating scandal. Have I told the story before?
I can't remember. Did you cheat and you still failed?
No. Someone stole the midterms for like the basic math, like mm-hmm. that like most people took, which I was in. And they were selling it for like $20 a pop. And kids were like, kids. The guys that everyone was like using it to study. And I like didn't know about it until like I saw everyone like sitting in the hallway before the test started, like studying from the test. And I was like, and I looked over and I was like, hey, what's that? And they were like, oh, it's the test. And I was like, ooh, can I look at it? And I like scammed like and then I was like, it was literally like a minute
gibberish. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, I fucking failed it. But he gave me he passed me because I was like, he was like, well, clearly he didn't fucking cheat. I got like a 20 on it and he gave me like a 70.
I just like ended up going up to my pre-calc teacher because I was like in the 30s or the 40s, and I was at therapeutic boarding school at the time, so I had a lot of bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
And I was like, Brad, look, like, this isn't gonna happen for me, and I just really need this credit. Like, can you just like give me a C? Like, please, come on. I like cry every day here at this school. And he was like, fine. And so then I got
sometimes you just have to have a talk.
C or a D. I was like, I just really need this. Like, you really don't understand what I'm going through.
You're like, my calculator.
My calculator.
Yeah, sometimes you have to sit. If you're lucky enough to have a teacher that just is like cool. Like if you just go up to them or like I went up my senior year, I signed up for some symbolic logic. I thought it was about like the symbol of symbolism and like philosophy. It was like logistical math, math logic, calculus. Was getting tutored by this like sophomore, failing everything. I went up to him and I was like, you got to give me a B.
You have to
help. And he gave me a B.
Yeah. Like that's the life hack is if you ask for, if there are any students.
I was like, I need to graduate college.
Any students. The key is find your saddest story. Just like get into a place of sadness.
Or not even your, just be like, this is
but, like,
the
tell
reality.
Live your like sad truth to the teacher and go to them and just be like, look, like.
We both know this isn't going to, this isn't gonna working end well. Out. I need like, to graduate.
I need this.
So
I need
please
it.
Pass
please
me.
Will you help me? And then you give them the power to help you. And I feel like 95% of the time, they'll give you what you want.
Yeah.
I think actually that probably rule works in most cases with most things.
Not all. Some of them are assholes.
Yeah.
But basically, education is a racket.
Mm-hmm. As we all know.
As
this
we all
point.
Know.
I've seen the Netflix doc.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
abolish yeah. SATs, honestly.
It's disgusting.
Fuck those things.
College should be free.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
And scene.
And scene. And stop.
But we're not here to talk about college education.
We're not here to talk about the SATs or even graphing calculators.
Or even math in general.
We're here to talk about fucking Rock of Love.
We're here to talk about the people that failed math and then continued to fail at life so badly that they ended up on a show called Rock of Love Bus.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy
Unique
Podcast
Insatiable Bitch Goddesses. We're going to party in the city and the heat is on all night on the beach till the break of dawn. Going to Miami.
Bienvenido a Miami.
The last three girls, Jamie, Taya, and Mindy, are heading to the Magic City. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. Jamie's also the first to speak, so you know where her fate lies.
You cracked the code.
I'm literally, this is my Da Vinci code, watching Rock of Love and figuring out who, watching VH1 shows and figuring out who's gonna.
They say goodbye to Orlando and they head on down for the final bus ride of this season.
They
say goodbye to the bus.
Jamie, who is she? Why is she there? She puts her gold sash back on that dome of her. I wrote, she's starting.
She's starting. She's headed toward. She's going. She's starting something with that headband.
She's heading towards oblivion.
Yeah, she's. When she's wearing that headband, you know things are not good.
She wears it like almost throughout this entire episode. That gold sash.
I was like, and you know, she thinks she's like doing something big with it, which I love and I kind of respect. She's like, I'm bringing this back.
She's me when I moved to Chicago for college, where I was literally like obsessed with Sienna Miller and her like Moroccan belt, and then I bought a Moroccan belt at like Urban Outfitters and would just like wear it around everything, like the kind of belts that you just wear when you don't even need a belt. Mm-hmm. That just sit low on the hips, that are just there.
Yeah.
Hell, you guys know the belt that I'm talking about. And I walked
around. I know
around,
the belt you're talking about.
I literally was like, I am the hottest bitch in this entire city with this Urban Outfitters belt.
I am the Sienna Miller of Chicago.
Yeah. Someone yelled at me on the street and really cut me down to size.
Someone flipped me off today and I did nothing. I literally like didn't do anything. And they just drove by me and went like this. I was like, what?
You needed to let it out.
I was walking from Starbucks.
I was walking.
So they get to the South Beach and they're at some like, what's that?
The Sagamore
Collins
Hotel.
Collins Ave. Looks nice.
Yeah. Miami, Florida, the final ride.
Mm-hmm.
I love when they're reading the letter from Brett and Jamie, Brett and Jamie has to read it. And she goes, He's like, get on the pink bus. It'll be your final ride. And she goes, aw, and touches the bus. I was like, do you really care that much?
She's been literally on the show for 4 days.
Yeah.
The show, by the way, is filmed over
anyone or anything.
I think the show is literally filmed over like 10 days.
Yeah.
It's not like they're not like.
It feels like it's been 3 months, but it really has been a week and a half.
They get to the hotel room. It's pretty nice. They have like a terrace. It's like they're being treated, finally being treated like humans.
Yeah. They have to say the name Sagamore Hotel 5 times to meet the quota to get the comped room.
It's like it's one of those cool hotels. If you ever go on like Collins Ave in Miami and like in South Beach, it is like there's like these cool old looking
art deco-y kind of hotels. Yeah.
There's a bunch of like Mardi Gras outfits on the beds, and it's Brett's like, there's one thing I love, it's carnival.
I didn't understand the connection because it seemed like carnival is a Brazilian thing. So
yeah, what was it? Were they celebrating it in my, like, I didn't know what was happening.
I had no idea, but I wrote Carrie Bradshaw because he goes, I have not seen my girls since Orlando. Now I have something really fun planned for my girls. Brett has fully transformed in this.
My girls.
He's in a place of my girls. I haven't seen my girls. And then he puts his hair into these little braids that I was like, what is Brett doing?
He's tapping in. I'm kind of into his like gender play right now.
Yeah. He's really embracing it. At one point in like his confessional, it looks like he's wearing a body chain, like the kind that like Instagram models wear that like goes under their tits and like around
chainmail.
Yeah, like, or just like a dainty chain. Like Hailey Bieber wears it all the time, like Kylie Jenner.
I was
like, Brett is like embracing his feminine truth.
He's like, fellas, is it gay to wear body chains? And they're like, no, hell no, bro.
Hell no. They go, you know what would make it even cooler and less gay is if you put your hair into a million little braids.
And he was like, hell yeah. Thanks, okay. Brothers.
They go, I'll help you braid. We'll all help you braid it.
And then they all
And then his fellas braided his hair.
And then they all mashed their dickheads together.
They go, you know, sorry, I was going to say.
What?
They're like, you know what's the least gay thing is to use cum as hair gel. And he's like, really? I wouldn't think. They go, no, you wouldn't think that.
The fellas.
But the fellas like,
all take turns.
No. You literally wouldn't think that's literally the straightest thing you can do. But like, watch this. And then they all furiously jerked off into like a cup. And then they just wiped it and threw his hair and then braided his hair into little tendril braids.
He like closed his eyes and he's like, wait, are you sure this isn't gay, fellas? And they're like, no, man.
Shut up.
No, man, it's great.
No, man, it's fucking straight.
It's straight as hell, man.
Okay. And they go, don't forget your eye makeup. And then one of them puts his like eyeliner on. Yeah. And they go, okay, you're ready.
So the girls are all like, Jamie and Taya are like super pumped about their kind of like fun Mardi Gras looking outfits. And then Mindy is not happy.
She's like,
I can't handle this.
I can't take being asked to do something I don't want to do. And I was like, I understand that. And I think these costumes are really fucking creepy.
Yeah, it's definitely like she's annoying as hell, but she's like, she's right.
Yeah.
She's like, doesn't want to like.
Points are made.
She wears jean boot cut jeans and like high heels and like a chain top.
And the top that Brett had laid out for her. And then it doesn't even like really like fasten it right. She's like, look, it's falling off.
She's modest. Yeah, and she's like, I don't want to have to wear like.
Modest is a stretch because then she comes back like in a different outfit.
True.
But like, I was like, it's fucking creepy to be herded onto a bus like cat, like a horse being transported from like the farm to
like
the.
Like when you drive by this bus, the three of them were just like when you drive by a horse trailer and the horse, they're all just sitting.
And you see their like sad eyes through like the slats on the side. That's like these girls being toted from like Orlando to Miami. Brett's like, put the Phillies on the bus. It's like cows being taken to slaughter. And then like as soon as you're like hustled off the bus by Big John with like a cattle probe, he's like Aunt Lydia hustling them off this bus and into the hotel room. Then you're like, you're fucking sexual slavery outfits are laying out on the bed that you're like expected to like change from like greasy bus mode into like a carnival outfit.
Yeah,
no, I was like, this is fucking disgusting. And and Mindy's like, I can't do it.
I can't. I just can't do it. And then they do like a little montage of Mindy just bitching throughout the whole trip.
And you realize she's really been a wet blanket this entire time. That Mindy
The other girls are like not. And they're Jamie and Tay are just like, oh God, shut up.
Yeah, and then,
look, I get what she's saying, but I'm also like, okay, you're on a shit. Like,
yeah,
this
what
is
the fuck
a, it's
did
like
you think this was gonna be?
You're like acting. It's like, just I don't know.
Play ball. But then I was also like just getting pissed with Mindy, and then she goes out in her like jeans and
heels.
It looks like a football. Like,
she's wearing shoulder pads.
Yeah, and she's like, it's falling off my shoulder. I just can't do it. I just don't want to do it. And the bongo, there's like a bongo player in the corner on this terrace. And he goes, come on, honey, don't take it so serious. And I would have I would have lost my shit on that guy.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up and drum.
Shut the fuck up. I wanted her to like literally like
rip him a new asshole.
Rip his spine out.
I would have.
Can you imagine some
guy? I would have raged so hard. Some long hair Florida bongo player telling me.
Even if it's true that you should just like stop being annoying, like to have some fucking dude that you just met and who doesn't even know you be like, lighten up.
Me when literally, I'm the one on a show.
I'd be like, literally, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
I'd poison his water bottle.
I'd poison his bongos.
You lace those bongos in cyanide.
What would you have told him to shut the fuck up?
Yeah. I would have been like, shut the fuck up. I would have lost. I probably would have screamed.
Hell
I would
on
have
his
raged
ass.
At him.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So,
who the fuck are you?
The fuck are you talking about? It's like Julianne Moore and Magnolia. Motherfucker.
Yeah,
you come in here. You call me lady. I'm sick. I'm surrounded by sickness. Suck my dick.
That would be me to the bongo drummer.
Yeah. Brett comes out and he's like, my girls. And he has his fucking guitar.
He goes, hey, hotnesses.
He starts playing like Every Rose Has a Thorn.
He's channeling Korn.
Yeah, he's
his
a little new
braids
metal.
Are Korn energy.
He starts going, boo, ba, ba, bee, ba, ba,
everything's a part of me.
Something takes a part of me.
It's like, whoa, Brett really got on one.
He did.
And I just wrote, this is sex slavery at this point.
Yeah.
Mindy's still bitching and moaning, and Brett's boner is being killed. And he goes, put a damn bikini bottom on, for Christ's sakes. We're in Miami. He doesn't see what the big deal is. I was like, I thought Mindy was going to quit. And I was like, more power to her. She should have quit in this moment.
Yeah, I just thought she's going to set it all on fire.
Yeah. She burned the whole hotel
starting
down.
Starting with the bongo player.
Mm-hmm.
God, what a
she
fucking asshole.
She takes his hair and just smashes his head on the bongos. I would have assaulted him.
What a dick. Come on, honey. Don't take it so seriously.
Just grab the bongos and throw them on the floor.
Shut up.
I wanted Mindy's rage. Like, in a perfect world, she would have killed that bongo player on camera.
Brett asks all the girls, like, who they think would be the best fit for him. And Taya says Mindy, but, like, says it in such an undercutty way.
They're so rude.
Taya's like, Mindy would be perfect for you, Brett, because she doesn't have anything else going on in her life, so you would be her number one priority.
And then Jamie says Mindy, too. She goes, honestly, I think Mindy, because she has nothing to gain from this situation. And I wrote, she certainly doesn't.
Damn. Mindy's like about to... Mindy's not having a good night. She's
no,
trolled,
I would be like dissociated.
Trolled at every corner.
Brett goes, I'm here trying to have the time of my life, and there's Captain Buzzkill about Mindy. And I'm like,
they're
Brett,
so mean about her.
Yeah.
Brett's such a bitch.
He is a little bitch.
At one point, Mindy leaves and like he just talks shit about her.
Yeah, this is when I thought I was like, good, she's quitting, like amazing. The situation is like writing itself. Like, he's like, I know, healing.
He's like, I'm a little, you know, I think she's a little. Jamie's like, she's crazy. She just gets so upset about it. And then Brett's like, yeah, she's kind of darking me out. I'm like, oh my God.
These are fair weather friends at best.
Then Mindy comes back out and she's like, she's starting.
she went into she's starting mode.
She like totally has given in and been like broken down completely and is full Nexiumed and comes out and just like, she's like, all right.
In a sailor outfit.
Brett goes, whoa, look, Captain Mindy.
I just love him going, I'm here trying to have the time of my life. Like, this is the time of his life.
He's just a shit talker.
Yeah, he's a shit fucking stir.
Yeah.
You're a shit fucking stir.
Mindy comes back out and she's like, all right, you want me to have fun? I'll bring it. And then she just starts making out with Brett and I got deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah, she starts dry humping him.
The way I didn't like them kissing. It made me really...
Well, they went from a conversation about that was not like sexy to then just mid sentence, she just started making out with them. She goes, like, and that's just because I'm not comfortable. And then they just ate each other's faces. And then Taya and Jamie are in the corner, just in these full like carnival getups, which I thought that they were going to go like march in a parade. Yeah, I was like, oh, this must be a challenge. And it was just like, no, Brett inexplicably wanted them to just dress in
he's
a
like
carnival
Miami thing. You know, it's like kind of south.
It was so bizarre.
Yeah, I thought it was like some cool little like moment.
No, then Taya starts weeping and like melting down, and Jamie is forced to console her. I also like Taya's 29,
yeah,
in air
Mindy's,
quotes.
Mindy says, I don't believe... She goes, I don't think Taya's 29. And Brett's like, yeah, I kind of agree.
Yeah. Everyone knows that Taya's like 35.
No, Taya's like 40.
Jamie's like 20 years old. And yeah, she's like consoling 40-year-old Taya. Both wearing these carnival outfits. And then Jamie's like, look, Taya... She's like, anything to get this bitch to stop crying at me. And she's like... The only reason I said that, like, Brett would be better with Mindy is because I know that if Mindy's left and it's me versus her, like, I would win. Like, I'm not... Like, it's just, like, a strategy.
Yeah.
Like, chill the fuck out.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
And then Taya goes, well, now I know that Jamie's just here to play a game. And I think Brett needs to be made aware of that. And I'm like...
It's a game.
It literally is a competition show.
The next day, Mindy reads the letter about today's agenda, and she goes, Mindy and Jamie.
There's going to be a double date with Jamie and Taya.
Mindy has to stay home.
Mm-hmm. And think about what she's done, because Brett doesn't like a Debbie Downer energy, even though she did dry hump him.
Brett takes... The girls on a helicopter ride, which gave me such anxiety.
I was like, this helicopter is going to crash. I was like prepared for the worst at every turn. And I was like, this would be where I would have to tap out.
Jamie's wearing her fucking headband.
How it didn't blow off is a mystery that will never be solved.
Then Brett takes them on a swamp boat.
Well, first Taya and Jamie, like Brett takes them on a helicopter ride, and then he... takes them out to dinner afterwards.
Oh, I thought they go to the swamp boat.
No, that's the next date.
Oh, I got confused. Sorry, I wrote it down wrong.
How dare you? Just trying to blaze through again.
No.
No, I don't blame you. I was like, what are these people doing here?
Yeah, I blacked out that one part, I think.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Taya and Jamie just like bicker at dinner, and then Brett's like, Jamie, I have to ask you a question, because I think he's also realizing he has no idea who Jamie is, like,
and
what
that she's
all
like
about.
12.
Yeah, and he's like, "What are you?" Or she's like, "What are you like looking for in a relationship?" She says to Brett, and he goes, "I mean, what are you looking for?" And it was like classic turnaround. And she's like, well, like, I'm not really ready to like date, like get married or anything. Like, I think that if we were going to date seriously, like, we'd probably need to like get to know each other first. And I
Reasonable.
Was like, finally something normal coming out of someone's mouth. And then Brett's like, well, I'll tell you what I don't like. I need someone that's just gonna know how to like roll with it. And I'm stuck in this place of like, can you just like hang and roll with me? Or is it like, are you gonna just like be a buzzkill? And I was like, Brett just wants someone that will lay down and take it like a bitch. Like whatever it is he does and
bus pig.
Go with his every whims. Yeah.
Slam pig.
He wants a slam pig in a carnival. But this time, not any slam pig. He wants his slam pig to be dressed up in like a beaded carnival outfit.
He is literally like just wants a hole.
Yeah.
He's like a hole with like who occasionally talks.
He is. I want someone who will just hole with it.
And Jamie's
instead
like,
of roll with it. She's like, hole?
And Taya's like, I can do that.
I love having a hole. Then the next day, he takes Jamie and Mindy for a date.
I've been on the swamp boat tour. It's in the Everglades. It's so fun.
It looked really,
it's
really
like
fun.
Off the side of a highway. I swear to God. And they go to like a little island off the swamp. And I've been to that island.
Did you have like a...
No. I think it's like a little... I think this is the same place. Because I don't think there's like that many. I mean, maybe there are, but like...
But near Miami, probably.
Yeah. It's like a half hour out on the highway, like going up towards the Everglades. And it's really fun. When they were making out, I was like, when you're on a fan boat, like the wind is coming at your face. And to be kissing someone like that, like with tongue, I'm like, there's bugs probably flying at you.
There's bugs. There's just like swamp algae spores in the air.
Ew. So Brett like immediately starts, it's just them, the three of them, and then some guy in the back steering them. And then Brett, he's like, starts like tongue kissing Jamie. And then he turns to Mindy.
Or Mindy.
And he goes, kissage. But I was like, oh my God, this is not a comfortable place to be making out. There's literally like 40 mile per hour winds whipping at you. And you're
on the swamp. Yeah, and also it's just like, there's like swamp droplets. Yeah.
Kissage.
Disgusting. It's so gross.
Horrible. They have a picnic on Swamp Island.
He goes, now I can finally say I've made out with two hot girls on a swamp boat. I was like,
Brett's sick little like boy fantasy.
Yeah, you're disgusting. And they go to this island and I just wrote, what if they get eaten? Like, I was literally waiting for a croc to come up and just, like, chomp all of them.
It's scary.
So they have, like, all this charcuterie. Like, those crocs can smell that.
We went, the first time I went, it was, they told us that the male gator has, like, a harem of women.
Hell yeah.
And he, like,
that's why Brett loves the swamp.
Yeah, he reproduces with all of them, and he can go anywhere, but they have to stay, the women have to stay in their fixed places. And my mom went, typical.
That's probably why Brett loved the swamp so much.
Yeah.
That's like Brett's ideal situation is to be a swamp gator.
Yeah, but I love that. Typical man.
Typical.
Anyway, Brett gets the shit talking again going with Taya. And Jamie goes, she's just like honestly certifiable.
Yeah, they're like, she's fucking crazy. And I was like, I don't think she's that crazy.
I don't think
she's
Taya just, is like, that annoying. Bad. She's not like... She's not that bad.
She probably has the best chance of making fucking Brett for longer than 10 days.
Yeah. I was like, I wrote, have I been fooled? Because I think she's like deeply annoying and I wouldn't want to be friends with her. But like she's like just a basic normal person.
Yeah. She's like makes sense for someone that of Brett Michaels' status in life would date.
Yeah.
Like, it would not be out of the realm of possibility that they would have, like, met somewhere along the line and fucked and, like, dated each other for a
totally.
Little bit.
Anyway, it's just weird.
It's weird. And then Jamie says again that she's not ready to get serious, which I was like, this is also the kiss of death with Brett is when you tell him anything, like, your real status of what you're actually thinking and feeling that reflects the reality that you are currently in, which is, like, I don't know you. This is the second time we've ever talked. So, like, if I was going to date you, like, we would probably need to get to know each other better. And then Brett's like, hate that. Get her out of here.
Yeah. Anything that is reflective of his mindset, because he doesn't actually want anything serious either.
No.
But if he hears it from coming out of a woman's mouth, he's like, fucking hate it.
It's so crazy to me, too, because this show was... Like, he says later in the episode when he's talking to, like, Taya, he kind of breaks the fourth wall. And he's like, this is the highest rated show on VH1. So, like, what are you getting out of this? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, little do they know, this is the last season of this show.
Yeah.
Like, this... And the magic by this time is pretty much gone.
It's gone.
I'm like, you've eliminated everyone that was remotely entertaining... We all know that you're not going to end up with any of these women long term.
Totally.
You're not even trying to act like you like any of them like that. They're not even really trying to act like they like you like that. And so it's like what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
But back at the hotel, Taya is transfixed by the moon.
Yeah.
The moon is calling to Taya and urging her to follow it into the ocean.
Much
like Parnos.
Parnos. I hate the moon.
It's the moon again.
The moon again.
Make it go away.
Make it go away. Nani, make the moon go away.
Nani, tell the moon I am not in the mood.
Tony, come here. Brett takes the girls all for dinner and they sit down in these like Forever 21 dash ivory ass chairs and they're hideous. They look like Mad Hatter fucking the worst chairs
like
I've ever
horrible
seen.
Horrible Mad Hatter tea party chairs.
No one's talking at dinner. It's really uncomfortable.
No one even speaks a word.
Yeah.
And Brett goes, so you guys all like salmon?
He's so awkward. He doesn't know how to talk to anyone.
Brett's conversational skills or lack thereof really get highlighted in this moment.
Yeah.
Because he can't even like make a joke or like clear the air. I was like, this guy has no game whatsoever.
They all start talking about like what they're how they're feeling. And at one point Taya goes, I think the hardest part for me, and then Brett immediately cuts her off. And I wrote, Brett is basically like, shut the fuck up.
Well, they finish this dinner. They sit here and dine. And he's like, so, is everyone liking their salad? Or how do you feel about it? How do you feel about the salad? And then no one says a word. And then he's like, are we done? Do we maybe want to drink? And then Brett leaves the dinner. And I was like, oh my God, like Brett's freaking out now because like no one will just like talk and he has to fill the void and he's realizing in this moment, it's like moments like these where he just like realizes how empty his life truly is. And I was like, he's face to face with reality and now yeah. He's just like peacing. But then he comes back and he goes, in his one-on-one, he goes, if this dinner gets any worse, like, I'm about to strangle someone. And I was like, whoa, Pimp Daddy Brett is angry.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, strangulation of women being talked about on this show.
He's really, like...
like, the exes thing, where that guy was like, she's the only girl I never wanted to fucking murder.
Yeah, Brett was getting in a place of, what was that guy's name? Fax? Or it wasn't Jax.
Prancer? I don't know.
It was, like, Rudolph. Pax or...
Pax.
Something like that. Sax.
Kojax. I don't know. Sax.
Brett comes back and he goes, can we all just go out? Let's just go outside. Let's hit the bar. He's like, I need to get these ladies drunk because it's the only way they're going to be fun. And I was like, dark. And then he threatens to send them all home if they continue acting yeah. like ungrateful ass bitches. Which you know is like the undertone. He's like, I've done all this shit for you and you can't even talk during this dinner scene. Like, I'll fucking send you all home.
Yeah, this is the highest rated show in TV. Like, he's threatening them.
He's like, you're psychotic, Brett. He goes, I don't do funks. He's pissed that everyone's in a bad mood. I'm like, well, then why don't you fucking make them feel like sexy, beautiful women, you
yeah,
piece of shit.
Yeah, make them feel like they're actually, like, worthy and, like, humans.
Yeah, instead of, like, cattle. Like... in the morning, these women have to wake up to Big John screaming at them. Like, there's
they have to wake up. To wake
goes,
up to.
He goes, "Come on, Taya, if I'm up, you're up." And I was like, "This is the kind of energy that you get. Like, this is like literally sex
cult.
Trafficking energy."
Yeah, it's like I have to be woken up every morning by a sniper.
This is like
from Operation Desert Storm,
Aunt Lydia.
Yeah,
by Navy She's SEAL Aunt Lydia.
Literally, Lydia.
Cattle prodding me into a room where I read a note that's been typed out in like papyrus font telling me that I have to go on a date with
to
like
a swamp
to a swamp
and
with
where,
another
where I
woman.
Make out with an aged rock star on a swamp boat while wind is whipping at my face and like mosquitoes are
yeah after the someone else has already swapped saliva with him on that exact same swamp boat.
Disgusting.
Yeah, so swap this boat. Is like, this is what I...
swap spit boat.
Yeah, this is what I get to, like, live with. Then I have to go out to dinner with, like, these other two girls.
And sit in ugly chairs. And,
yeah,
and, like,
and eat this disgusting salmon.
And then get yelled at because I don't
entertain you
and
over
entertain
dinner.
Entertain him.
He's like, anyone got anything to say?
Anyone got anything to say? It's like, why don't you fucking tell us something about yourself?
Yeah.
Brad? Why don't you tell us about your fucking childhood?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell us about your traumas?
What do you love? What do you hate? Love? What are you passionate about?
What do you dream about, Brett?
Yeah.
Do you believe in God, Brett? That's what I would say.
Yeah.
I'd stand up and I'd go, Brett, do you believe in fucking God?
Do you believe in an afterlife?
Do you believe in heaven or do you believe in nothing?
Where do our souls go after we die?
Yeah. Do you believe in AI?
I like that question.
Do you believe in the singularity? Do you believe in UFOs? I would just start like asking him.
Do you believe in the Matrix?
Yeah. Are we in a simulation, Brett? How do you feel about universal basic income, Brett? Mm-hmm. I would just start saying things and he would just be like,
yeah, I would ask him a million questions.
Yeah, what does he want to be asked? He wants to be asked.
He wants to be like entertained and have like women like laughing and like fawning over him and shoving their tits in his face.
You know what he wants to be asked?
What?
Are you gay? Fellas, is it gay?
Are you gay, Brett? You know, I've just had something on my mind all day and all night. And actually this whole time that we've been filming this show, and I really, it's a question I've been meaning to ask you, but there's not been a great time.
Is it gay?
Are you gay?
Is it gay to eat salmon, Brett?
This meal is pretty gay.
Yeah, what
are
they?
Your hair is pretty gay and your eye makeup is kind of gay and your body chain also reads as gay to me. So I just have to ask you, are you a gay man? And Brett literally, like, he would have a heart attack and die on VH. It would be the highest rated show because it would be the show where Brett Michaels dies mid-filming. Like, that would be the right and righteous ending.
To this horrible, horrible show.
Yeah. And all the women, like, reveal themselves. They're, like, saints and virgins for, like, taking down this man.
They all just ascend.
They ascend to heaven.
They don't even die. They just like physically ascend to the afterlife. Mm-hmm.
They're not heard from again, but they're worshipped in Catholicism.
Yeah. What if the rapture happened while Rock of Love season 3 was filming?
That would be incredible.
Yeah. And all three of the women get raptured and Brett's just like, what?
And you see Brett just like trying to make sense of Miami post-rapture.
Trying to make small talk.
Big John's gone.
With no one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Brett has to like drive the bus somewhere to like find other people that were left behind.
Hey,
Brett joins the cast of The Leftovers.
He goes, after everyone got raptured, Brett's just sitting at the table and he goes, hey, you see that? Anyone there? They all go to the bathroom? Because you know how women go to the bathroom together?
He's like, was it something I said?
They didn't like the salmon, I guess. They don't like the...
Come on, guys. The camera crew's like not even there anymore.
Hey. Hey, who's back there?
Is anyone...
Anyone...
Anyone watching?
Yeah. Can someone get my BlackBerry?
Do we need to do a... confessional?
I can do one of those.
All right, just go grab his guitar and start playing Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
That's what he does for the end.
Yeah, he would just play it over and over. He wouldn't even try and drive the bus because there's no point. He would just play Every Rose Has Its Thorn on repeat for like 11 days or however long it took him to like die of hunger and exposure.
You can't the minute he has no help, he like,
he can't even get like a glass of water.
He can only just play Every
Rose. He played Every Rose Has His Thorn until his fingers bleed.
Taya at one point mentions that she's missing a really big penthouse shoot.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, she's saying she's worth it. Like she's given up a lot for this experience, Brett. So pay attention, please.
She's like, I worked. Like, yes, this was like an opportunity for me to meet you. And that's something I really cared about. But I'm actually missing. So I'm like, are you the pet of the year if you miss the shoot? Or do they recast the pet of the year?
Probably.
Or did they just reschedule the shoot?
Yeah.
And you're doing it when the show wraps.
Yeah. If you're what you say you are, you're not going to. They're going to like work around
your schedule.
Yeah. So
you haven't like missed anything technically. Yeah. And then Brett goes, cheers to a great night. And I was like, was it?
He's so weird.
He's psychotic.
He's truly so bizarre and like uncomfortable. I feel like such discomfort watching this man.
watching him try and just like relate to people.
Oh, by the way, I love this pillow color scheme.
Thanks.
Feels really good.
Yeah, like a rust and mm-hmm. pink. Yeah,
it's nice.
Like just trying to make basic conversation.
Yeah, it's just it's such an amazing, fascinating. Not only into like how some men can't even they can't handle small talk,
but his warped mind where it's like if it's not all about me and people throwing themselves at me.
Yeah, and as a famous person.
Yeah,
how if. Exactly what you just said.
I have nothing to offer.
Nothing.
Like he could literally just tell a million stories at this point. I'm sure that he has something he could say to like, fill this like silence.
Yeah. What about like when you tell us about
my craziest tour was when blah blah blah. And everyone like what got happened? Syphilis and we all had to go to like tell some story.
Yeah, one time in Munich or wherever the fuck.
You're the fucking entertainer.
Yeah, I was in Russia during the Cold War.
Yeah, say something.
Say something, fucker. I just wrote Jamie is so weird.
She might be like an alien.
She kind of looks like one.
She kind of looks like one, and that scarf gives me like
it's that's holding an her alien. Head together. It's like the woman who has to wear the ribbon around her neck so her head doesn't fall off.
Jamie wears it around her head. It's like Men in Black when it's just like a little tiny like alien in your head like controlling you like a robot, and that's like what's going on in Jamie's world.
Brett takes Jamie aside and he's like, so can you just confirm to me like that you're not looking for something serious? And she's like, yeah, you're right.
She's like, I don't think like getting married is like that great, like it's not something I'm like dying to do. Completely normal things for like a 21-year-old to think and say.
At one point Brett calls Mindy and Taya the sisters Grimm, which I thought was kind of funny.
They are the sisters
Grimm. That was fun. I was like, I just wrote LOL. Okay.
Yeah. I loved who Brett was like, I need to spend a night with Jamie. You know in his mind, he's thinking like, maybe I can fuck her before I send her home. Like, she's just looking for a fling. Like, I'll give her the old BMD. Brett Michaels dick.
Brett Michaels big dick.
Meanwhile, Taya is once again weeping on the roof, starring in like a soap opera of her own making. She goes, Mindy's trying to like real talk her, but I can't really tell like what they're mad about or like what Mindy's trying to like convey to her.
Well, Mindy says like, I think you have a lot of insecurities, and Taya goes, Mindy, I don't have any insecurities.
She goes, any insecurities you think I have, you have no idea because you don't know me.
She goes, I have a 9-year-old child. I was like,
non sequitur.
Okay.
Taya goes, I'm 29 going on 129. Like, my life is not what you think. I was like,
yeah, you're 40.
You're 40. Then Jamie
comes back out and she's like, leave me out of this. Like, she's like, I don't want it. She's like, she's so annoyed. She has to like console these people. And like,
she's like, literally, I'm stuck in a hotel room with two like 30 something year old women who are like crying and fighting. And like, I just want to like have a fun time. She's like, I've never been to Florida, so
yeah, I've never been to Miami.
I feel like Jamie has only been to Chicago or gone to New York, and that's it. And she just signed up for the show so she could like see the United States.
She wants to see Florida.
Brett walks out with his guitar as though like him playing, he's like, the answer to anything is like me playing Every Rose Has Its Thorn once again for these ladies. Mm-hmm. And he walks out with his guitar, sees like Mindy and Taya cry fighting, and then just turns right around and walks away.
It reminds me when I was in freshman in college, I had a seizure, and my friends from home, my best friends from home were all visiting. There were like four of them, and it happened while I was sleeping. And at one point, it was in my dorm, and at one point, it was like a Saturday night, people were like partying, and at one point, they were getting me ready for the EMTs to come, and this kid who lives on my floor walked into my room with this is what I was told, walked in with an acoustic guitar, and he was playing it, and then he stopped when he saw what was happening and tilted his head. Like, what's going on? And my friend Rachel looked at him and went, what are you going to play us a fucking song? Get out of here.
They needed someone to like real talk out. Brett in that moment.
Yeah. What are you going to play really us a good. Fucking song?
Get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Brett did everyone a favor by leaving.
Yeah.
No one wants to hear him play an acoustic guitar.
No one wants to be here.
No. Everyone's miserable.
Everyone wants to go home.
Like, you've reached a point where no one's even, like, happy to be on this show or be in your world anymore. Like, it actually is, like, causing their quality of life to go down.
They're stuck in Miami having forced to wear, like, creepy masks.
And also their fights are boring as hell. Like, I don't want, like... Give me like a drunken, like, yeah, I wish Farrah and Ashley were there to like get wasted, trip all over each other and like pour salsa into someone's luggage.
Yeah, it's they're all like, it's they either take it too seriously or not seriously at all.
Yeah, there's no joy. Mm-hmm. And there's also no stakes. Like everyone will just be fine if they don't match with Brett. Like Jamie, who gets eliminated, like I'm like, I don't worry about anyone. Yeah. Like, well, Daisy I deeply worried about.
Me too.
I don't think she was ever the same after the show.
That was a magic season.
But everyone's just a bore.
Mindy gets the first pass.
Yeah.
And then Brett brings Jamie out and I just wrote, Brett is gonna send Jamie's ass home.
He's sending her packing. All he needs to do is turn on... He should have turned on the, like pulled back a curtain and the gator boat is there. And then he turns... He's like... And Jamie's... then the fan blows her away. Blows the scarf off her head and the top of her head just flies off.
No, she just gets on the gator boat and it's somehow like they're on the Everglades and she just drives off into the horizon. The into swamp the boat sunset. Takes her back to New York.
Yeah.
It goes...
Through the rivers.
Through the river system of the South. Through the mid-Atlantic and then into New York City. Drops her off in like Hudson Yards.
She arrives with, and it's just her and the boat guy.
She goes, thanks, man.
And he goes, take care, Jamie.
Take care. Here's money for a cab.
Mm-hmm. He's actually cab. Really nice.
She drives back and that.
He goes, keep in touch.
She goes, I will.
Let me know how your family's doing once you get a chance to reconnect with them.
She goes to her apartment in like Midtown East and just like lights up a cig and looks out at the skyline and she's like, I'm home. It's where she's supposed to be.
Yeah,
she needs to go have fun.
This is stupid. a really bizarre detour for her to take, and it just seemed like, I'm like, how did she even get cast on the show?
She's just young and like maybe knows someone who knows
someone. Be cool.
Yeah, it might be cool. She's like a rocker chick. She's tall.
Yeah. No, they really, like, no one did the deep homework of casting. They were like, she's fine.
Yeah.
Everyone was bored at this point.
She's legal.
Yeah.
It's all good.
And they were like, there is this guy named Hambusi who says he'll just, like, come on camera and fuck her over.
Yeah.
And they're like, perfect, let's do it.
Now it's just fucking Mindy and Taya snooze.
Yeah. Like, who wins? No one cares.
I mean, should I just Google it right now?
Yeah.
But I won't spoil it.
I want it to be spoiled. We won't spoil it on the pod. We won't go there. Okay, wait. I'm going to say mouth to you who I think it is. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, now I'm excited to watch next episode.
Yeah.
But well, also it's like we know that never worked out.
No.
They should have shot a show like
Brett whoever and trying to like make it work.
Yeah.
Like Carmen and David.
New York did Dave. That on New York Goes to Hollywood, which you guys need to watch.
I will.
ASAP. It's actually like has comeback vibes.
Really?
On it. Yeah. And New York and Taylor Made, he was like the winner of I Love New York season 2. And he makes an appearance like on the show and they like fight and it's like obviously not going to work out between them. But I was like, I enjoy seeing that crossover moment.
Yeah,
I
would have enjoyed see, like,
something like that with Brett.
I think it gives Brett, it holds him to his stuff a little more.
Mm-hmm.
If he has to like be accountable and like follow through.
Yeah. Or just like be engaging and be engaged with this person.
Yeah.
And be like, no, we're going to try and make it work.
We're going to live in Studio City and try to make it work.
Damn. Okay, well, now I'm excited. Huge missed op, but...
Guys, stay tuned. Next
week
we
have the
finale.
Who will win?
Who will win? Don't Google it.
And then we'll have a reunion, which thank fucking God, because I need to see these people's faces again.
But get excited. Stay tuned. We have episode 3 of Beverly Hills Angels coming out Friday.
Dropping on Friday.
Stay tuned for that. There's a bonus episode you can listen to. You can subscribe to the Patreon.
Yeah, join the Patreon. Patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
Get some cool bonus content. And hope everyone had a good Memorial Day weekend and is just hanging in there.
Yeah, hang in there. That little kitten poster.
Follow Laura at Lars Marie.
Follow Care at eCareo. And
take care.
Love and light.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.